WCRD News Team, this is your WCRD News Brief.
Ball State makes statement regarding ICE and student safety. This past Wednesday, Ball State University made a statement regarding the crackdown on international students taking online classes conducted by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The Student and Exchange Visitor Program, which was announced on July 6th, mandates that students holding an AF-1 and M-1 visa attending schools that operate entirely online may not take a full online course load and remain in the United States. The universities stated that the Rinker Center for the International Programs is working closely with international students to ensure that they remain eligible within their visa requirements. One key strategy is for these students to fill up their schedule with as many in-person classes as possible, although they can take a couple online courses as well. The center is also keeping in touch with the federal government regarding the final 3 weeks of the fall semester, which will be online. They will ensure that they are continuing to update and communicate with potentially impacted students. Ball State also went on to make a statement regarding the operation of university classes for this fall upcoming semester, which will be taking place amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of these modifications include modified seating, hybrid personalized instruction with alternate activities, and attendance rotations to online courses. The university ended the statement by saying, quote, "As a university committed to inclusive excellence, we will continue to do all we can to support our students and to provide them with the Ball State experience and culture where our students and faculty are learning partners from day one." This has been Dimitri Napoleon from the WCRD News Department. Have a good day.